Police still don't know who vandalized the billboard at First Congregational United Church of Christ. Senior pastor Kurt Anderson says someone rearranged letters to spell no gay and also ripped down a rainbow-colored flag, which Anderson says the church uses to symbolize unity.
We are open and affirming, which means that we welcome gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgendered people into full membership, participation, and leadership in the church. We are completely non-discriminatory, fully inclusive.
Federal statistics show Madison had the most hate crimes in Wisconsin last year, more than a third the statewide total. Deborah Weil is director of outreach. She says despite a relatively large gay community, estimated at 13%, the Madison area is not always tolerant.
The climate varies. It's certainly better than most places, and in a lot of ways it's one of the gay-friendliest places. But there is still a very solid level of hostility towards the gay community.
Weil says there's a lot of harassment in high schools. Last year, the Madison School District hired a staff person to address issues surrounding student homosexuality. A number of recent incidents are highlighting gay issues. United Way is being urged not to continue funding for the National Boy Scouts, which has banned gay troop leaders. And currently, there's a hate crime trial going on in Jefferson County. A man there is charged with stabbing to death a roommate he thought was gay. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.